Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lamb of God, our daughter Sharon, there on the page.
got a call this morning at 6:15 a.m. Her daughter has received her kidney. Praise the Lamb of God. We prayed for the girl. Praise the Lamb of God that's been on the news that needed a lung. Praise the Lamb of God. The donor gave her a lung on yesterday. Praise the Lord. A donor was made available, the gift of life. Hallelujah. People of God, God is moving. He's doing things on behalf of the righteous as we're praying and interceding. Praise the Lamb of God, making ways out of no ways, opening doors that have been closed, giving golden opportunity. And the devil is mad as hell, but there's nothing he can do about it but sit up and pout and chant over there in his corner. Praise the Lamb of God, like a little bad kid that's been slapped. My goodness gracious. I thank God for his power, the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for his power, the power of the blood of Jesus. I thank God for his power that no weapon formed against me can prosper. For this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord, and God knows I'm his servant. Hallelujah. So I'm not worried about what the enemy can do. Hallelujah. All I'm concerned about is what I'm doing that's pleasing my Father, because I know he is my reward. He has my back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I thank God for his love today. I thank him for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. In this season. Praise God. Those of you in PSM, oh my goodness gracious, boy, the saints are fired up, putting words all over the page today. Praise the Lamb of God, testimonies. Oh my goodness, it's a wonderful day in Zion today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, last night I went to church, praise the Lamb of God, and just as I was going to the service over at Great Ebenezer, it started raining. I said, oh Lord, Father, I forgot my umbrella. People of God, I pulled up to the church, parked the car, put the car in park. The rain stopped. I got out the car, walked in the church. The rain started back. Praise the Lamb of God. When I came out of the church, the rain had stopped. Praise the Lamb of God. When I got home, it said, started raining a little bit. I said, oh, Lord, be merciful. As soon as I parked my car, the rain stopped. I stepped in the door, a thunder and lightning experience happened as soon as I stepped in the house, but not a drop, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, fell upon me because of the love and the grace of God. I'm telling you what I experienced last night, hallelujah. You call it coincidence, you call it good timing, I call it God, hallelujah. My God is able to do anything but fail in this day. If you're listening to our voice via the internet, praise the Lamb of God, and would like to be a part of our live studio, you can call in today at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. You are welcome, welcome, welcome to come on and be a part today. My God, what a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. He's doing so much, and he's doing so much for us. Praise the Lamb of God as believers. He's doing so much for us. Praise the Lamb of God. That William Murphy III last night talked about Egypt. Praise the Lamb of God when the children of Israel was coming out, and he said to us, praise the Lamb of God, that the enemy that we have seen, we will never see again hitherto, praise the Lamb of God, and that God had given him a word to share, praise the Lamb of God, and make a bold pronouncement on, your trouble is over, praise the Lamb of God. The troubles that we have been through, the attacks that have been upon us, praise the Lamb of God, that God is about to separate us, hallelujah, from our enemy. God is about to separate us from the things that come against us. God is about to separate us, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God from the things, hallelujah, that hold us in bondage. That's what Egypt represents. That's what Pharaoh represents. Praise the Lamb of God. How does God do that? He opens up a brand new way. Praise the Lamb of God. He causes you to walk, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in and through something that you could not do on your own. Praise the Lamb of God supernaturally. And then he allow your enemy to follow you, and then he turns the waters against them, which is representation of his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. He entraps and ensnares your enemy and leave them, praise the Lamb of God, in shambles. I thank and praise God today, hallelujah, that I've watched my God, I've watched my King over and over and over again, praise the Lamb of God, deal with my enemies. I've watched God, praise the Lamb of God, rise me up out of the ashes, praise the Lamb of God, with new garments on, while my enemy, praise the Lamb of God, sat there in rags. I've watched my God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, because of my faithfulness, my God, and all that I've been through, caused my shoulders to be strong, caused my countenance to be fair and bright, praise the Lamb of God. And it does not matter, praise the Lamb of God, how anyone sees me. It does not matter what they think about me. Praise the Lamb of God. It's only what God is doing in your life that matters, brothers and sisters. I'm excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm excited about the saints and what God is doing in your lives. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Word Thursday. Praise the Lamb. It's Word Thursday, people of God. Hallelujah. And we are live here in the studio, and we hope and pray that all is well with each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. We see others are chiming in. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise the Lamb of God for being here. I see all these area codes lighting up today. Praise the Lamb. And I thank God, hallelujah, that you are here with us today. Praise God. Oh, boy, I tell you, the Spirit moved so last night. Hallelujah. Boy, people were running and dancing and rejoicing over that word that I just gave you about, hallelujah, separating your enemies, and this enemy you will not see no more. There were so many people, praise the Lamb of God, that was attuned to that word until it was wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all I can say. To see people rejoicing in the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a hunger. There is a hunger for the very word of God. Hallelujah. And I know this, people of God, that you are special to God in this season, and that God has special words for you to deliver. Praise the Lamb of God unto you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. He has special words to be delivered unto you, to give you in this season, so that you can stand strong in the midst of whatever opposition there is, knowing that God has your back, knowing that God is dealing with your enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, what a wonderful God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love him. 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 Praise the Lamb. Boy, I tell you that Bertha has posted so many scriptures today. She's just excited about God. Praise the Lamb of God. I was going to tell somebody, y'all better tell Bertha the show done started. Praise the Lamb of God. She is excited about that word today. Thank you, Jesus. I love it when people get excited about the word of God. Hallelujah. It is that shall take us through. Praise the Lamb of God. I was noticing, praise the Lamb, one of the words that Lisa posted today. Praise God, Lisa Williams, one of my administrators, posted today. I saw something fresh out of her word today, praise God. Through my prophetic lenses, I was looking, and she posted the word, praise the Lamb, from Solomon's experience with God, when God appeared to him and told him, I have heard your prayer, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and told him that if I send, praise the Lamb of God, trouble, whatever I sin, and brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, when you read this, hallelujah, you need to read it in the context that I saw it in, praise the Lamb of God, and that was a context that says this, praise God, God is the one that sends these things. That's what hit me. Praise the Lamb of God. God is the one that sends these things. The Second Chronicle, the 7th chapter, 12 through 16. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. Look what he said. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. God said, I'm the one controlling this thing. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, hallelujah, that brings famine. Praise the Lamb of God. Or if I send the pestilence among my people, I hope y'all can hear this. Praise the Lamb. If I send the pestilence, if I send the diseases, praise the Lamb, I am the one that doing this. This should really read, when I, praise the Lamb of God, when these things occur that I have sent, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then his eyes will be attentive, praise the Lamb of God, and his ears open unto us. Boy, oh boy, I saw that, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm telling you, it amazed me. It really amazed me that, praise the Lamb of God, God reveals himself in the way that he moves, praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of things we see, we don't know how to appropriate it. We do know how to appropriate, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the things, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that God has spoken. But this is without a doubt, praise the Lamb of God, just as clear, praise the Lamb of God, as you can get, praise the Lamb of God. And that is, God sends the pestilence. God sends the drought. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people don't want to accept this. And this is one of the problems, people of God, in our society today, because people are so intelligent. Knowledge has increased. They do not want to really admit, praise the Lamb of God, that God is doing what he does in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This late in the history of the world, where all of this technology is, they want to act as though they know how, praise the Lamb of God, the weather and all of this, you know, originates and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, and how things happen and why this is that way and why this is that way, praise the Lamb. But you know they can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Do that, the tornadoes wouldn't be able to do what they do. Hallelujah. They can tell you it's going to be a storm, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and maybe with tornado effect, but they can't tell you that there's definitely going to be a tornado today. They can't tell you that, praise the Lamb of God, because God keeps some things in his control, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You may know a storm coming, but you don't know the severity of the storm. You don't know where the storm is going to strike. Praise the Lamb of God, and who is going to hit? Praise the Lamb. And we must be, as prophetic people, we must be in tune to the word of God way more than we're in tune to the words of men. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And listen to what God has said all of these centuries, praise the Lamb of God, prior to Jesus Christ being born. All this time prior to us being born until this day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years after Christ, praise the Lamb of God, his voice is still ringing. Hallelujah. If I send the pestilence, if I shut up the heavens, praise the Lamb of God, and cause it not to rain. Hallelujah. If I send the locusts to devour, praise the Lamb of God, and bring lack upon the nations. Hallelujah. If my people, he gives us the remedy to the solution. Come on, talk to me. He gives us the solution. He gives us the remedy, praise the Lamb of God, for every one of our woes and affairs, praise the Lamb of God. But what we do, we don't take it. Hallelujah. We do not move at the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And you all know I've been saying it. Hallelujah. Some of the stuff that we've seen, some of the catastrophic events that have taken place in our day and time, if it had to happen in my grandmother's day, my great-grandmother, praise the Lamb of God, they have been on their knees repenting for the world. Praise the Lamb of God. They'll be on their knees repenting for the world. Churches would be jam-packed all over the nation about what happened in one city. Praise the Lamb of God. But what is our problem? What is our problem? Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you what our problem is. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't believe God's doing it. We don't believe, praise the Lamb of God, that he sends the rain and the storm. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't believe it. Hallelujah. That he interacts in the affairs of men. We are a godless people. Praise the Lamb of God. But God is moving, and he's going to move until we recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that he's real and that he exists and that he has already set a pattern, praise the Lamb of God, of living for us, that he's already established what he would have us to do, how he would have us to live. He has already established this, praise the Lamb of God. All we have to do is go by his dictates. I just wanted to bring that out, praise the Lamb of God, because boy, oh boy, it really, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, touched me today as I was looking, praise the Lamb of God, and reading the words that was posted on the page today. I said, oh my goodness, look at this, Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, it's prayer time, praise the Lamb of God. Oh my goodness, prayer requests are being taken. If you need, praise the Lamb of God. Then for those of you who are here, praise God, intercessors, praise the Lamb. Do we have a volunteer prayer today? Hallelujah. Out of our intercessor chain, do we have a volunteer prayer today who will pray with us and pray for us? Hallelujah. If you would, please push one on your dial. Yes, Lord, that would be a blessing to us. Praise God. If someone would volunteer and call on the name of the Lord today. For those who are sick, shut in, praise the Lamb of God. All right, praise God. There go Bertha Pruitt. Bertha!
Prophet.
This Detroit Bertha, y'all. Hey, Bertha, how you doing?
I am blessed, highly favored of the Most High God.
Bertha, you is on fire today. I ain't never seen you post so many scriptures back to back and shouting all over the page this morning, talking about, God, thank you for hearing prayer. What is going on, girl?
Been warring for the saints, and I know that we got the victory. Been
oh
a spiritual battle all week, but I know we got the victory.
We have the victory.
We have the victory, because God said it.
My God said,
if we walk in obedience to his word, and if we are of his righteousness, no evil shall touch us.
My God, that's what he said.
We God's people. God takes care of his own.
Hallelujah. Bertha, you know, I was telling them, I was sharing earlier on the show, you know, I know a lot of people weren't on as of yet, but I was sharing. Boy, listen, I'm telling you, I left out of the house, praise the Lamb of God, on my way to service last night. I didn't take my umbrella. I didn't take a cap. And when I got in the car, it started raining. I said, oh, my God. I said, Father, I didn't take anything, blah, 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 blah. When I got to the church, I pulled up, wipers going and everything. The rain just stopped. I get out of the car, walk into church. I turn around. The rain started back again. The same thing happened on the way home. The same identical thing. Do you know, I believe in my heart that God was showing me something, that I can keep you during the storm, that no matter what, praise the Lamb of God, I have you covered. Just know that, praise the Lamb of God. Then
yeah,
I will even stop the rain from falling. Praise the Lamb of God. It was pouring. I don't know if you know, we had a severe thunderstorm last night with all kinds of watches and stuff on the television going across there, telling us last night, praise that we was under severe thunderstorm watch and flash flooding until 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, it was.
It was all over the TV last night, going across the bottom of the screen. I know people don't have power today and everything. Praise the Lamb of God.
I was woke.
You was woke during the storm?
God woke me up through the storm, and I just began to pray.
My God, I slept straight through the storm. My goodness.
The
light
was so violent.
It was violent, wasn't it? When I came in, it started right when I closed the door. Boom, it hit. I said, oh, my God.
Violent.
Oh. And I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. But I just believe in my heart that God was showing me something last night.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, as I went out, that you are kept, praise the Lamb of God, because you are in the secret place. And if I can keep you from a physical storm, I can keep you through a spiritual storm. Oh, y'all ain't, they don't want to pray with me today, Bertha. They don't understand what I'm saying. Praise the Lamb of God. I can keep you in the midst of the storm. I can let the storm be all around you, but don't affect you. I can let it fall, but it won't fall on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Lord is so good. He's just so wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know. This may be a prayer request. Let's see who this is. Erico 818, this California?
Yes. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a different number. So who's calling today?
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm on my cell phone. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is Cammy?
Yes. I'm on my cell phone. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So I'm not, you know, there's nothing, you know, we've been prayed about everything. So we're just listening in.
Okay. Praise the Lamb. God bless you. We're going to go to prayer right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, but I'm telling you, people of God, in this season, my God, be aware of what God is doing for you. Be sensitive to the move of God, because every time you become sensitive, I promise you, he's going to show you something else. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy for Sharon. Oh, her daughter got the key.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. I'm happy for that woman. Hallelujah. The Lord blessed her with an air conditioner and everything out of the midst. Just a friend just took her to the store and bought it for her and some fans, and then comes back and this morning and the kidney is available. After God has spoken,
she was
get everything she needs. Hallelujah. And sometimes we be looking for money and God want to bring somebody in your life to do it for you, just to show you a different way that he can work in your life. Come on, Bertha. Take us to the King.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name.
Yes,
Holy One of Israel, our Most High Priest, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Healer, our Waymaker. Oh, God, the God of miracles. God, you said that miracles, signs, and wonders would follow us in this season. You sent your word through the prophet. And, oh, God, we receive that, and we thank you, God, for the miracles that are taking place in the lives of your people. Father God, we just beseech you now to forgive us of all of our sins, knowing and unknowing. Father God, we repent sincerely from our hearts. And we ask you to examine us as we examine ourselves, oh God. Take out everything that is not of you. Oh God, go out and pull it up at the root, that we don't walk worthy of the anointings that you have placed in our lives, that we'll be worthy stewards for you, oh God. God, you said in your word, to rejoice with those. God, you said even to weep with those that weep. And God, we do that today. We rejoice in Rosh Hashanah for the kidney for our baby, oh God. Because, God, because she has that kidney, she has life and a chance, oh God, to have life more abundantly through you as she grows in the word of God. And God, for that, we just say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for the Lord kidney, oh God. God, this morning, two lungs were given to her. Oh God, so that she can live. God, we thank you. That it didn't take years for her to get it. But oh God, you moved by your spirit and you saw it, God. You saw the need and you let it. And for that, we just give you glory, God. We give you glory. And oh God, we lift up all of those that are sick today. That you are using your one miracle of healing in your life. Let your healing rush your flow, oh God, into every hospital room. Every nursing home, oh God, every rehabilitation center, go into the jailhouses, oh God, renew the lives of the inmates, oh God, let jailhouse salvation shake the jails, oh God, as they did with Paul and Silas, let the saints be and pray, oh God, and let the jailhouses shake, oh God, let repentance fall upon them, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up every nation, oh, God. Let your blood flow through the streets, burning up the murdering. Oh, God, the corruption, the wickedness in high places. God, bring it down. Let righteous leaders take place, oh, God. Let them fill those positions from the White House down to the City Council. Oh, God, you said that every nation would bow down and confess that you are Lord. God, let your name reign. Your name ring throughout the atmosphere. Pierce the atmosphere with the name of Jesus. Let the order continue to shift. The order of the Almighty God. Oh God, we lift up Apostle Shakespeare to you, oh God. We ask you to continue, God, to keep a hedge of protection around him. No weapon that is formed against him shall prosper. And he is a red lion tongue. The rises up against him. You are already spider stick. And oh God, we give you the glory. God, we thank you for taking us through the storms of life and the storms in the earth, for keeping us covered and protected, oh God. We thank you, oh God. You said that you would be peace in the midst of the storm. And oh God, for that we give you glory. God, we are the very administrator, every intercessor. Pour out your spirit upon them, oh God, as never before. God, as we stand on the wall, let us cover each other's back in prayer. God, release your anointing of fire on Shonanity of Sea. Release your fire upon the soul, God. Oh, Shonanity of Shonanity of Sea. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you glory. Oh, Shonanity of Shonanity of Sea. Oh, God, we just magnify you. God, I don't want to ask you for anything today. Oh, God, I just want to glorify your name. Lord, I see your soul. Oh, your name is soon. God, we thank you for moving on our behalf. We thank you that you are
our
innocent. Oh, Shonanity of Sea. Glory to the name of God. Hallelujah, we give you glory, God. Oh, God, glory to the powerful ministry leaders, oh, God. We bind every attack and scheme of the enemy. Oh, God, we pour out every stronghold. Mighty of fire, Shonanity of Sea. Oh, glory to the Almighty God. Oh, God, we will be strong. We are
Yes, God, yes. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God for birth of the day. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, she was straight to the king, too. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The Lord has already spoken. Hallelujah, people of God. He's speaking already here. The Lord says, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know it was a word for me, but I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, yes, son, I am performing my good word that came from my son. Hallelujah. Through my prophet's mouth, praise the Lamb of God to my people. I'm performing my good word unto them now. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the
Lord?
The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strong and mighty. The Lord. Mighty in
Jesus.
Yes, who Lord. Is the King of glory? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head. Oh,
thank you.
Ye everlasting door. Under the bull shatai. And the King of under the bull shut it. Come on, live wherever you are right now. Lift up to the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel God moving here. Lift your hands to the Lord, people of God. Hallelujah. Receive. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Glory.
Oh, bless your name, Father. We give you praise for your presence. We give you praise for your word, your good word, Father. Hallelujah. Your good word. Hallelujah. All your words are not good, but your good word that you have, hallelujah, spoken to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, that you're performing in our lives. Thank
Jesus.
You, Father. Hallelujah,
you,
your words of your outpouring,
oh,
your good word
Jesus.
Of your power, your good word
thank
of
you.
Your provision, your good word
Jesus.
Over your God. Bless
yes,
them now.
Lord.
I ever hand
name,
them, bless them now.
Hallelujah.
The name of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God, move mighty in the lives.
Oh,
move
we
mighty, oh God. We go on your word.
Name,
hallelujah, we blow on your word, Father. Bless your children today.
Oh,
you to know that God has closed the door behind you. Praise the Lamb of oh God. I'm released to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. What was on the other side of that door, you will never see again. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank
I
you,
said
Lord.
Never
thank
see
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You walk forward from that door. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you will never hallelujah see the trouble that you have seen in the past. Praise the
oh,
Lamb of God.
You,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You,
our
thank
God
you.
Is on the day. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving. Hallelujah. People of God, I just want to refresh your mind. Hallelujah. I don't have it in front of me, but he's bringing back some of the things that he's promised, such as praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he's going to be using us in the marketplace. He's going to be using us on the school campus. Praise the Lamb of God in our society. Hallelujah. He's going to be using us so mightily. Hallelujah. Stretching hands to heal and to deliver and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God until, hallelujah, people are going to be sending for you. Praise the Lamb of God to come pray for others. People are going to be sending for you to lay hands on people. Praise the Lamb of God. God has promised us, hallelujah, that we're going to see people get out of wheelchairs. God has promised. See, I ain't looking at the physical blessings because I know, praise the Lamb of God, God can give that. Hallelujah. But I know, hallelujah, those are not the things that's going to change our society. That's going to sustain us. Hallelujah. Prosperity will sustain us. But it's not going to change our society. Praise the Lamb of God. All the gold in China is not going to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not going to bring healing and hope and conversion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I promise you, people of God, hallelujah, when we stretch our hands forth and say in the name of Jesus, be thou made whole.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the lame walk and the dumb talk, blinded eyes open. Hallelujah. And the dead rise.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see people calling on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm pressing on the door of God for. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where is Margie on today? Margie, if you're on, push one. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're on, there's something happening down in the bayou. Praise the Lamb of God. Over in the Baton Rouge area, they have a... praise the Lamb of God, a chemical plant explosion over there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I saw that on CNN. They have a big plant. Praise the Lamb of God, fire and explosion over there. God is moving, people of God. Hallelujah. Over in the Black Forest, praise, about 300 to 400 homes have been burnt up. Praise the Lamb of God. That's covering a lot of acreage. God is moving, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
That's fire. That's double fire right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Moving, people of God. Tornadoes. Praise the Lamb of God. All of this, I mean, and they still ain't really talking about what's happening and has happened on the East Coast with the hurricane effect. Praise the Lamb of God coming inland. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's been flooding up that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah. God is moving, people of God. And I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch this. The number of the people that was in the plant, they said it was 600 people. I told y'all to watch that number 6. Praise the Lamb of God. I told y'all to watch that number 6. Praise the Lamb of God. The number of God, the number of man, and the number of Satan. Y'all better watch that number 6. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In this season. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're in the 6th month. Praise the Lamb of God. We're in the 6th month. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus. Nobody but God is doing these things. Woo, my God. My God. Only God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is getting our attention, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. So let us pray for those in the area, down in the bayou, and we don't know what kind of plant is right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I know it's some kind of chemical plant, I believe. Praise the Lamb. What that is releasing into the air, who knows? Praise God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I have so many people I love down in the bayou, all of our people down there. Praise the Lamb. And I notice they're not even on the show today. Praise God. Those that call in from the 504 area code, praise the Lamb of God, they call in every day. They're not even on the today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. The Carters and all of them. Hallelujah. Many of my friends and pastors down that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Changing a generation. I got a lot of loved ones down in that area. My God, hallelujah, people of God, let us continue. Hallelujah.
Yes,
another in this season. Praise the Lamb. Woo! God stretching out in me. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, Imaginese. Imaginese, you here today? Push one. Hallelujah. The board is lighting up today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Imaginese is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, where my granddaughter at? Praise God. They don't want, Imaginese always act like us, don't light up. Imaginese, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon, Prophet and Bertha and everybody.
You're going to get a spanking. Praise the Lamb.
Bertha beat you to it.
Yeah. When I tell Shatwan to push that, she better get back on here. Shatwan, praise the Lord. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I tell you this, of God. Hallelujah. I tell you this. If we continue to press into the presence of God the way we have been and the way we are, hallelujah, we're going to find, hallelujah, that God is going to do some tremendous things for us, to us, and through us. Hallelujah. Don't you dare miss now one of those dimensions. You want all three of those. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. God to do some things for you. Then you want God to do some things to you. Hallelujah. Then you want God to do some things through you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I believe in my soul if we keep pressing into the presence of God the way we have been. Boy, that powerful word, I'm telling you, praise the Lamb, every one of my members that I've talked to this week, all they're talking about is their hour. Prophet, I have not missed an hour. I'm standing in his face. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of them are saying, I didn't give him 2 or 3 hours today, Prophet. Oh, my God. I am so excited that they're responding, praise the Lamb of God, to the word of God in this season. Lamb of God, when he says that he needs our time. Here goes Shatwan right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan, how you doing?
Yes. I'm doing okay, Granddaddy.
Well, you don't sound okay. You don't sound like you got the joy of Jesus today.
I got his joy, that's for sure.
You got that, huh? Praise. Let me hear you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, great. Imaginese, you got some joy today?
I got some joy. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
My saints, all right. I don't have to ask Bertha. Bertha, she brings her own luggage with her of praise and worship when she show up. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, she already packed with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, saints of God, praise the Lamb of God. Now, we're going to enter into a discussion for about 10, 15 minutes here, and then I'm going to utilize these women to help me as our presbyter today, praise prophetic presbyter today, praise the Lamb of God, to speak into the lives of others. I don't know, where's Prophet Dale? They didn't put him on. What y'all do with the prophet? Who is that over there in DC?
When you called my name, Prophet, I was just about to text him when you called my name.
What'd they do with Prophet Dale?
I called him this morning.
He didn't answer. Maybe he's asleep or something, you know?
He might be asleep.
Yeah, the prophets may be, you know, sometimes God have us up at night talking to us. Praise the Lamb. I don't know what's going on, but I know he's all right. I feel that in my spirit. He is just fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we want to just talk. I want to ask each one of you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When did you know and how did you know, praise the Lamb of God, that God was using you prophetically? I'm going to start with Bertha.
Wow, that was back over 40 years ago when my mother was sick. I think I was 17, and I dreamed her death. God showed me her death, and the way God showed me her funeral is the way my dad did it, exactly the way God showed it to me.
So you've been in the prophetic realm for a long time, even though you really didn't know what it was all about.
Right.
Wow.
And you know, by then you think you'd be crazy when God shows you, especially your mother's death. I thought, you know, that I was just going crazy. But the God, when he first started showing me dreams, it was dreams of people's passing, and I, at that age, I didn't know that you can pray those things and ask God to live in days if it was his will. That's it's been, like I said, over 40 years. I was 17.
My God, hallelujah. You said something very, very interesting there when you said, you know, that you would think you're like going crazy or something, that you see this stuff. And I think that is the position of a lot of people that have these kinds of dreams and things of that nature, that have prophetic dreams and prophetic revelations, especially at a real young age, and you have not really tapped into God deep, but the anointing and the call is on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's no one that explain it to you. You know, when there's no one that is, and you don't have anybody to interact with, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And I want the people of God to understand and know this. One of the reasons why I want to bring this up is for those, our listeners, praise the Lamb of God, but then those who are not listening, and that is your children and the young people, because those, some of them around you are having prophetic visitation. Let's call it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetic visitation, praise the Lamb of God. And God is revealing himself to them through dreams and visions, and they're scared to tell anybody. So you might
That's
have
right.
to sit down even with your children and talk to them about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised what they have had dreams about and what they have seen that they keep and ponder in their heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if it's not nurtured right, praise the Lamb, and the devil get a hold to it, then you'll find them winding up being psychics and things of that nature. Praise the
mm-hmm.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we have to be careful, brothers and sisters, when it comes down to our children and our young people about how God desires to use them, praise the Lamb of God. And, yeah, praise the Lamb of God, and their nurturing and their development in that area. Thank you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. That was rich. Hallelujah. Let me see who I'm going to go to next. Chetwine, can you talk to us?
Yes, I can talk.
All right. Tell us about it then. How old were you? How long have you noticed that you had these prophetic visitations and what have you?
Actually, it's just been recent that I found out, because I my prayer was, Lord, I do not want to see any of these things, because it always scared me. I would listen to my mom and listen to them talk about what they saw in the spiritual realm, and I didn't want to see it. So I always prayed, Lord, I don't want to see that. But just recently God has started to allow me to see things, and people speaking into my life, you a prophet. Well, he deals with me a different way in the prophetic, as, you know, coming up to people and telling them, but he allows me to be one-on-one with the people and just begin to talk to them in a conversation, and then he'll begin to move that way. So that was just recent. So I'm still, it's still developing.
Now, you just said something, too, that praise the Lamb of God, that caught my attention, and that is that many people have came to you and told you, or at least some people have told you that, hey, you a prophet, this, that, or another. I need people to really understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the prophetic realm is so mysterious and so, let's say, misunderstood in our society today because, you know, the lack of the study of God's word and then the lack of digging to find out these various, should I say, layers or degrees of the prophetic. And sometimes people will tell someone that they are a prophet because of something that they have dreamt or something that they have said that have come to pass. And that person may not be a prophet. That person may have, they may have the gift of prophecy, praise the Lamb of God. That does not put them in the office of a prophet or a prophetess.
Amen.
The flip, you know, the flip side of that coin is, praise the Lamb of God, that all of the believers' children, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, can be used by God in this way because of the latter-day outpouring, praise the Lamb of God, that outpouring. My spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. But again, I say it does not say that your sons and daughters all will be prophets and prophetess. So
right,
we have to, yeah. So we have to be very careful because, and let me tell you why this is such an important issue to discern properly and to set in place is because of the fact that there are territorial demons in this area that come against the Lamb of God when you start saying or start trying to walk in, praise the Lamb of God, areas of authority that does not belong to you. Now, you all remember, praise the Lamb of God, and I know everybody basically read the New Testament, know the story of the sons of Sceva, praise the Lamb of God, who tried to walk in an authority they didn't have. And the demons beat them out of their clothes and everything and ran them down the
street.
I mean, that's a biblical documentation, praise the Lamb of God. Around Acts, I think around Acts 16, somewhere in there, praise the Lamb of God, that this took place. So we have to be very careful, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't put our, set ourselves up, should I say, for failure, or set ourselves up for an encounter that we are not qualified to handle. Praise the Lamb of God. When people inflict titles upon you, praise the Lamb of God, be very, very leery to embrace the title until God has released the title. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God will. God can still use any, and that's what, you know, a lot of people understand. God can use anybody he wants to at any time he wants to say what he wants them to say.
Yes, he will.
He created the mouth. He created the ear. He created the tongue. And he created the heart. Praise the Lamb of God. You think he don't know how it works? That he can go in your heart, make you do what he wants you to do? If that's what his desire is, he can do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He can flip your tongue and make you say what he wants you to say. And you'll be walking around talking about, I don't know why I said that. Yeah, God can make you say anything he wants to say. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I'm saying this because, praise the Lamb of God, there's so many people that's on the threshold, praise the Lamb of God, or of jumping into a pool, hallelujah, that they may not be able to swim in. That's hallelujah. Right. You know, when kids go to the swimming pool, very few of them look at the ground to see, is this 3 feet, 2 feet, 4 feet, or 15 feet of water. They just see water. And a lot of them just go to jump in. Gabby was like that when she was little. She saw other people in the water. She just ran and jumped in, and not even knowing that she could, thinking that she can't swim. Ain't had a swimming lesson. So I had to jump right in behind her, you know. Praise the Lamb of God to deliver her out of the deep water she jumped in. Yeah.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So then what sets up is the same thing that happens when you jump in a swimming pool, praise the Lamb of God, and you're not able to swim in it, and you start taking in water and stuff, now you become fearful of water. So now 2 feet of water is scary to you.
That's right.
See, you see what I'm saying? So you don't want that to happen to you in the prophetic realm. So move as God beckons, move as God reveals, and move, praise the Lamb of God, through confirmations, praise the Lamb of God, as it is confirmed in and through you. Praise the Lamb of God and to you, let me say that, in, to you, and through you, praise the Lamb of God, that God has really placed you in this position. All right, let's go to candidate number 3. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is she here? Who is this? Maganice.
Hello, hello.
Fully announced minister.
I first realized that I was operating in the prophetic when through my prayer life. I realized that God was, I would pray for things, and I didn't really know why I was praying for certain things, but then they would happen. And a lot of times, like, I would get up in my worship service sessions with the Lord in the morning, and then I would go to church, and Apostle would preach about that very thing that God was dealing with me with that morning. And then you know, God, then I began to have visitations and stuff like that. And then when I think back, even back to in my teenage years, I can remember that I've always prophesied. I've always been able to look beyond a circumstance and see what the reason behind it was. And I've always been able to tell people, no, that's not going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Or you should do this or you should do that. But I didn't realize it then. I realize it now that I've always prophesied even then. So I would say my realization came in prayer. That's when God began to open my eyes and show me, look, this is what I'm giving you, and it's happening. And he's still doing that right now, even in dreams and visions and stuff like that.
How heavy has God spoken to you or revealed to you stuff in dreams and visions? How deep? How much?
Very, very, very heavily. I've heard the audible voice of God. That was upon my commission. That was when God spoke to me and told me what he was calling me to do. As far as visions are concerned, I have had theophanies of Jesus. I have saw Jesus as he was as a man. I've been to heavenly realms. I actually had a vision last night that just blew my mind. And he's showed me a lot of things. Like, I've been to mountaintops and deep depths of water. And I've even seen devils and all kind of stuff. He has just shown me all kinds of stuff. And then when I began to, I remember one time when I really was 100% certain that it was no more of a question, God had revealed something to me that I did not even know anything about. I didn't know nothing about it. And God revealed it to me, and I took it to my pastor. And when I said it to him, he almost fell out of his chair. Mm. And he was just like, my God, that is so on point.
Now wait a minute, do 1 second. So Bertha dropped. Oh my goodness, Bertha dropped. Praise the Lamb of God. What's this? Who is this? Shatwan.
Yes.
So, Shatwan, you have had, praise the Lamb of God, dreams and visions also from the time of your youth?
I don't think so. I really don't think so, because I've always asked God not to show me stuff. So, and even having dreams, I would get up, but I would not remember what I've dreamed. But coming into, as things came to pass, then I would say, oh, I remember this. I dreamed that. But never when I get up do I remember the dream until it comes to pass and it's playing out.
But I'm trying to show a differentiation here of, praise the Lamb of God, someone who has been called with a calling on their life, praise
right.
the Lamb of God, such as Maginese.
Right.
As a prophetess. You see what I'm saying? As
right.
In an apostolic authority and apostolic office versus, praise the Lamb of God, Bertha, your mic hot again. In an apostolic office versus someone who's walking in the fivefold with
right.
a pastoral anointing such as yourself, praise the Lamb of God, who God utilizes in the prophetic but is not a prophetess.
Exactly.
You see what
I'm
saying?
You know what? I do realize that I do not walk in the office of a prophet, but I do
yeah.
realize that I do have the gift of the prophetic. And there
yeah.
are times when God will allow me to walk in that gift, you know, and I know that because my pastor is a prophet and she walks in the office, that we too who are under her can prophesy, you know, and at times God will allow me to go into that gifting and to prophesy. And there are times where, you know, I walk in the office of an evangelist, which is who I am. So I do understand the gift and the office of it. I do know that I am not a prophet. I do not walk in the office of a prophet, but I do have the gifting of a prophet.
Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. See, and that's what I was trying to show forth here in talking with all of you different women. Wait a minute, we got another caller here. Erico 614. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Erico 614.
Can you hear me?
We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better.
Yes, Jeff.
Okay, hold on.
Is this Lily? You might need to call back in.
I have to call in on a house phone. We have a storm out here. But...
there's a lot going on in your back. All right, I guess they're going to push back in. All right. I wanted to. Wait a minute, go another one. 773, Erico.
God bless you, Apostle.
Uh-oh. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a prophet Saunders then rose up, y'all. I told them you might have been, the Lord might have been talking to you a lot tonight, but I knew you was all right. Praise the Lamb of God. We're having a good discussion here on the prophetic. I wanted to talk to so that we could decipher, let me use that word, between the office of the prophet, prophetess, and those that have the gift, praise the Lamb of God. And I noticed Shatwan, she walks in the gifting of it, but she even recognized that she is not a office prophet or prophetess. And experiences are different, births and who God it calls prophetess all the time, and Maginese, praise the Lamb of God, that their backgrounds, they have had prophetic visitation since they've been children, both of them, praise the Lamb of God, through dreams and visions and things of that nature, hallelujah. And when I see that early visitation, even before, praise the Lamb of God, you actually come to Christ and give him your life. It's already in you. Before you was, you know, you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. Praise the Lamb of God. And before you came forth, I ordained and sanctified you, a prophet or a prophetess to the nation. And in this being the very word of God, we look at, praise the Lamb of God, and we see, hallelujah, how the Lord is utilizing, praise the Lamb of God, these people in various areas. Now, Shatwan has, the of course, the anointing of pastor and evangelist upon her, praise the Lamb of God, and very effective in her managerial skills, and also, praise the Lamb of God, in her evangelistic thrust for winning souls and restoring the backsliders. And I watch her even with Reggie and Raphael, since they have been around her, how she is developing them, praise the Lamb of God, their prayer lives, this, that, and another. See, that's an anointing. It's the Lamb of God. Everybody can't do that. Amen. That's an anointing. And when you Amen. See that, an anointing on a person, you have to identify what is this, praise the Lamb of God, that this person Amen. Has, that this person over here don't have the patience, the heart and time to put into a person like that, praise the Lamb of God. Yet, this person has strong communications with God when it comes down to spiritual revelations and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, and moving in those ministry gifts of discernment, wisdom, knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, and prophecy. And that's what I see, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to these women that's on the line now. So that, I just want you to catch you up, and those that's joining us now, on what our discussion is has been about. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have a couple of more that's calling in. I think this is Lily down in Black Lick. Is this Lily?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Prophet, and everyone.
You know, every time you call in, that is something I was thinking about you this morning. I said, where is Lily? And you call in, praise God. Bless you, daughter. What's going on with you?
We just had a really bad storm blow through here, so I think that's what's affecting my reception for my cell phone, because that's what I was on before, and you couldn't hear me. But
okay, well, we want to welcome you to the bad storm area, because we had the real bad storm that came through here also, and there's people without power here where we are also, even in the Detroit area. We had real bad last night, came through it like God was throwing Satan all across the sky. So, you know, it was rough. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Sure was.
Yeah. It was rough.
There was something that you had touched on that I had been dealing with early on, basically all my life. I had dreams and visions and just a weird sense of just knowing things without knowing how I know, and then seeing a lot of stuff kind of pass since I was maybe about 4, 5 years old. There are a lot of women in my family. Well, no, there are two women in my family who are very gifted as well with dreams. But all my life growing up, no one explained to me what all that was. I had no clue until I got maybe a teenager and started watching different psychic shows. So I thought I was a psychic, but I knew deep down inside I didn't feel like a psychic. It didn't operate like a psychic. It didn't happen like that. It didn't happen to where somebody come up to me and was like, hey, can you see something, blah, 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 and, or I touched something or touched someone, and it happened like that. So it just felt weird. But in dealing with all of that, and being, and it causing a lot of ostracization in my family, I went through a lot of depression. I didn't understand what my gifting was until I came into contact with you.
Do you know, Lily, I was about to say when you were talking that in this childhood realm that this can cause a lot of confusion in the spirit of a child and in their growing up through adolescent years to young adult. It can cause a lot of psychosomatic issues. It can cause a lot of things to go on in them that could persist later in stuff that we interpret as bipolarism, schizophrenia, because they have been so used to dealing in the spirit realm without someone teaching and revealing and showing them what is actually going on with them. And that can be, like I said earlier, that can be exposed to the enemy as well as it can be exposed, praise the Lamb of God, where it should be exposed to, and that's to a godly Christian environment in home and as well as in a fellowship where that is understood. My experience has been, as a young man, praise the Lamb of God, and growing up, I've always had either a visitation from the Lord or from the devil one, praise the Lamb of God. And Satan would always come to get me. He would always come after me to try to grab hold to me. But I've always, even in the visions and dreams, always saw a way of escape. I've always maneuvered to do battle with him in my desperate moment, and that way I would get away. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, it set fear in me. It really set fear in me. And when I went and talked to my mother about it, she grabbed me and hugged me and said, God is going to use you in the future in a real powerful way, and Satan don't want you to be used, so pray. And she started praying with me. We must understand, brothers and sisters, that this gifting and what have you that we're talking about today, praise the Lamb of God, this prophetic gifting is so powerful that Satan seeks to destroy it more than he, any of the other anointings. Do you notice that, Prophet Darrell, that Satan seeks to destroy this anointing more than any other? Jezebel's total assignment was to silence the prophets.
That's right.
One way or another, seduce them or kill them.
That's right.
That's right.
Or set fear in them to shut them down.
Right.
That's what her assignment was. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is no other, praise the Lamb of God, spiritual office that we have ever seen or discern in the scripture that has been under such an attack until the priest of Jesus came on the scene. Go ahead.
You know, Prophet, it's just amazing you say that, because I concur with what Pastor Chapuan has said and what you have said about knowing your calling and not just jumping out because someone says it. You know, in my 20s, they should tell me you're a prophet, but I never received it because I really didn't know what a prophetess was. And in my 30s, I was going through some things in my life, and I was yet having dreams, didn't understand them, but I had just got so set up until I was on Holbrook and Joseph Campbell, and I was fixing to step out in front of a bus. Well, when I looked across the street, I was standing right in front of a church. And I said, I can't do this. Because if I commit suicide, that's what I'm committing if I step in front of this bus. All of my serving God has been in vain, going to hell. And I stepped back up on the curb, not knowing what was going on. But I did not, as the point, I just recently realized what God was doing with me as
Lily says when I got up under you as a mentor, and God sent two warnings to me from apostles. One was from you and one was from another apostle. And the warning was prophesy that. He couldn't make it no more plain of what he had called me to do. Prophesy that. So I chose life.
My God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, when the more, we got another caller here. I think this is my son, Brett. Praise him. Brett, is this you, my son? Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Oh, this is Charla.
I'm sorry, Charla. Praise the Lamb of God. I thought that was Brett's number because I think he is in the 9-2 also. Praise the Lord. But just before I let you speak, Charla, let me say this while before I lose my thought. Praise the Lamb of God. This is why it's so important, people of God. Our society, the society that we have lived in, especially in American culture, and there's some other second world and third world countries that, you know, achievements come with certificates, achievements come with robes, cap, gowns, special dressings, this, that, or another, and all the people come to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. And there are so many people who are addicted to this process of achieving and becoming something, this, that, and another, and feel that those social, secular celebrations and what have you spill over into the spiritual community. And we have brought this secular emotion, should I say, to ordinations, confirmations, and affirmations that should not be there. Because when you're graduating to be a doctor, with a doctorate in medical science or a master's in engineering or whatever, law, whatever you're going into, that is something to be celebrated, not just because of your education, but because you have achieved a path that's going to help people, and it's going to be a blessing to you because you know the money that you're going to be able to make, praise the Lamb of God, if you do your job well. But when it comes down to the spiritual dimension that we're talking about now, and people, this is very important that we discuss this. When you talk about the spiritual dimension that we're talking about now, praise the Lamb of God, then the issue comes, what are you really graduating into? What are you being confirmed for? This affirmation and this confirmation that's coming upon you is not nothing really to go out and eat hamburgers and cut cakes over. This really is something that everybody should get some tissue and let's cry together about. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you have now become a part of the society of the suffering. You have now become a part of the society of the pointed out and the picked out to be picked on. Praise the Lamb of God. You have become a part of the society of castigation. You have become a part of the society, praise the Lamb of God, of more negative than positive. The only positive about it is a call upon your life that God has given you, praise the Lamb of God, and that you can be and should be, not the word excited, but you should be grateful for, because God has elected you to do a work. There's nowhere where you see Jeremiah, praise the Lamb of God, having any kind of parties the whole tenure of his prophetic ministry. That man wept, suffered. His life was in danger all the time. They were throwing him in pits and all types of things. But we take our ministry as something, praise the Lamb of God, that is so flamboyant until we send the wrong message even to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, praise the Lamb of God. So what we need to understand that these callings, praise the Lamb of God, are not callings of celebration. These are callings
Amen.
Of dedication. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Commitment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That people who are even in the ministry are going to be a problem to you. I mean, okay, praise God. Just jump on in here and you will see. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
That's how, you know, how this is. Well, boy, it's 1:30. Let me see. I'm going to allow two callers here. That's Sharla. I'll allow her to speak, and then I'm going to my other caller because I wanted to get some prophetic time in. But let's do this, though. Wait, what's tomorrow? Friday, right? We're going to take up the same conversation tomorrow, so I'm asking all of you to be in queue tomorrow. We're going to take up the same kind of conversation, and we're going to give some more time to prophetic utterance and what have you, so that'll give everybody time to pray up for it. So callers, understand, on tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, and during our intercessory time, we want to talk about this topic some more, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, get deeper into our prophetic flow, because I want to give an hour to the prophetic flow for all of these callers here in queue, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's calling in, because God has a lot to say to us in this time. Charlotte, your mic is hot.
This is a great conversation and very interesting. I agree with all that has been said. I've been very comfortable with the teacher. I'm comfortable with the preacher. But I'm learning to flow in the prophetic as I sit under you. That was one of my areas of greatest wounding. And sitting under you and receiving the teaching, at the same time I'm receiving the healing that I need and coming to a greater understanding. And just the entire walk, it has been a blessing. No, I'm not celebrating the way other people celebrate, but I take whatever God has given me serious, and that it is serious business for the kingdom.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb. Awesome. Awesome. Praise the Lord. I am happy to I'm happy to hear that. Praise the Lamb of God. There's many that has come on our page and what have you, and of course the show, and both of them really tie into each other and have sat under the teachings and what have you of the prophetic since I have been moving, praise the Lamb of God, in this vein, and have come to understand, praise the Lamb of God, through being exposed under the anointing, that their eyes have been opened or their ears have been opened, praise the Lamb of God, their spirits accessible to the prophetic anointing, praise the Lamb of God, and they're starting to recognize more and more people are, praise the Lamb of God, just how important it is for your prophetic ear to be in tune to God. And this is of the detrimental, praise the Lamb of God, issues within the framework of the church. Why is this not being taught everywhere? Why are pastors, ministers either blind to this, afraid of this, or will not touch it, so that their congregants and the people that they serve, praise the Lamb of God, can recognize that you have a direct line to God that's greater than prayer, praise the Lamb of God. We have been taught that prayer gives us the opportunity to talk to God. It's also a prophetic praise, a twist, and we'll get into this tomorrow also, in prayer, that allows us, praise the Lamb of God, to hear the voice of God speak back to us, praise the Lamb,
right,
prophetic people.
Right.
And
amen.
Depth of the prophetic may not be like Prophet Daryl Saunders, praise the Lamb of God, who walks in this office very comfortably, praise the Lamb,
amen,
of God, and can move at any point almost of a spiritual motivation. When the Spirit motivates him, praise the Lamb of God, under any circumstance, anywhere, to flow in his gifting and his anointing for the office that he's in. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, you may still be able to access God at certain times, in certain places, praise the Lamb of God. Once your ear is open, people of God, hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Only you can stop it back up. Hallelujah. And the reason why the majority of our ears get plugged back up is because of the lack of obedience to what the voice is telling us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you have to walk in obedience for God to keep speaking to you. Hallelujah. That's the challenge of the prophetic. Am I right, Prophet Darrell?
You're right. But you know what, Apostle? I remember when the Lord allowed me to start walking in the office of a prophet. And when he began to allow me to walk into the office of a prophet, he began to separate me. He began to allow me to be by myself. And see, a lot of times, as being in the office of a prophet, we are loners, all because we got to be able to hear the voice of God. We got to be able to be in tune in the spirit realm. And if we got a lot of rebellion and all this going on around us, it's a spirit of distraction. And that's why so many prophets are running loose in the land. They're just like loose cannons, all because they're not spending time with their head in God's mouth. In other words, in the word of God. And you have a lot of old prophets out here. And the Bible says, in these days, there will be many false prophets going out into the land. But understand the true prophets, because see, I remember when they tried to defeat the prophets on the on Mount Sinai, I believe that was. And when they begin to try to defeat the prophets, and see, when they come into the knowledge of real prophets, you know, it's like, you know, because most prophets don't have good news.
That's right.
And I come to understand, as me knowing you, Apostle, and seeing the glory and seeing how the Lord used you in the prophecy realm, you know, and I just, you know, it's coming a time that we have to make sure our ears are clean.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Clean from God. You know, and
exactly.
It's coming to time. God has been ready to send a word to the body of Christ.
Yes, he is.
It's not the word that he's getting ready to send out to the world. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to send a word to the body of Christ.
Yes, I believe that.
And then there's going to be a lot of people running because they're not going to be ready
of
the word.
That's right.
That's awesome, man of God. Boy, I tell you, this is one of the most fruitful conversations, praise the Lamb of God, that we have had on this topic in a while. I tell you, people of God, and those of you who are just prophetic junkies, praise the Lamb of God, that's listening to us today, because we're not actually flowing in the prophetic, and I know many people need a word in this season, praise God. Forgive me for even using the term prophetic junkies, because those are those that they'll get a word from us and then they'll go to another prophet looking for a word from him, all in the same day. And as don't know when God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, but, you know, have an addiction to prophecy all the time. And none of us should be that way, praise the Lamb. Your ear should be and your spirit should be in tune, that when you receive a word from God, you will take that word, knowing that it's the word of God, and incubate it and pray over it, praise the Lamb, to get proper understanding of what God is speaking to you, and then, praise the Lamb of God, move in whatever action you have to in order so that God will and enable you, praise the Lamb of God, to allow that word to manifest. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't do that. They're too busy trying to go get another word. Praise the Lamb of God. It only means that you didn't believe the first word most of the time, and so you make that word none and void. It's a lesson I'm going to be teaching you all soon entitled, praise the Lamb of God, don't war against your seed. Praise the Lamb of God. A prophetic word, praise them, that's going to come forth on this show. Don't war against your prophetic seed. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people do. They war against what God has spoken to them, and then they're not even aware of it through their actions. Praise the Lamb of God. One thing they don't do, prophets and prophetess, is they don't praise God when the word comes. God does not have to speak to you.
Come on.
We need to get a grip on this. Praise the Lamb of God. God does not have to speak to any of us. He can shut heaven up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I believe it was Zechariah he told. He said, the days cometh, saith the Lord, when there will be a famine, but not for bread, neither for water. Famine of my word. That I'm going to shut up. And I ain't going to say nothing to nobody in the earth. And for 400 years, we see a silent period between Malachi and John the Baptist. That's four centuries. Because ingratitude of God speaking and responding to God in a positive way. Praise the Lamb of God. But you better be happy when you get a word from God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because people can't get one. Now, I said it a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And everybody had the psychic people and get palms read and all that kind of crap and connected with the devil and they weren't even knowing what they were doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Back in that day. Now, praise God, let's get back on track. But I just had to get that out for a moment. Praise the Lamb of God, because there's so many people that is caught up as though this is do you and this and what have you, and it's not. Hey, don't nobody owe you no prophetic word. God don't owe you nothing. Hallelujah. You owe Jesus. God don't owe you nothing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, let me see here. The next caller, praise the Lamb. I wanted to hear her voice today. Erica 985.
Good evening, Prophet, and everyone on the line. I want
good
you to know,
Margie, how are you?
This is Margie. This is Margie. Hallelujah.
Down in the bayou, how's things going down there, baby, about that chemical explosion, that plant?
Things are going okay in the area of the people being, I guess, overwhelmed by what is happening. But you said something very early in the show. I was listening. We can't predict what God wants to do. I didn't get to chime in because my electricity went out. So I said, okay, I'm supposed to be quiet. No electricity until just now.
Okay.
But I want you to know that when you said that about the elements and about God being in control, I had just watched the news when they said FEMA was not going to help those people with the explosion because of some technicality. So we're praying about that. But then also, I heard a newscaster say, you know, it can't happen again that a storm would come in the same area. It's already devastated. But I got a confirmation from you. God will do what he wants. And if he wants to repeat an area, he will. Because as I said, they did not get the message the first time. They didn't pray, but they were counting on other things. And so we, as a people of God, must realize whatever we see, we begin to pray and ask God, what does it mean to me and how do I respond to this? And the first thing that comes to mind is we have to pray. We have to pray and ask God, how do you want us to respond in this and how will you help us? But when my lights went out, I said, okay, I'm supposed to be quiet. I went around the house praying because I was cleaning. And when I came on, you were talking about Jeremiah. I wanted to weep because that's exactly what God had given me all this week. I'm looking at Jeremiah, and he starts to complain. I'm saying, Jeremiah, I said, we ought to pray. But we ought to pray not as a people without hope, but as a people because we hear God.
That's right.
Hear God. We need to respond in prayer, not in doubt.
Jesus.
But because we know God says prayer will change things. Prayer will change things. Moses changed the God's mind about something because he fell on his face and said, God, if your turn needs to be made bad, then go ahead and do it. But you promised. Do we remember the promises of God? It is so critical.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb. Do we remember the promises of God? Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. You know, the Bible says that God watches over his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Over his word. I think we should watch over the word that God gives us also as a form of gratitude. Praise the Lamb of God. I love to meet people who say, I've been holding on to this word for 10 years. and then meet him later and say, the Lord did what he said he was going to do, but they watched over that word in faith and confidence that what God has spoken. People of God, the greatest example of that is right there in Romans, the 4th chapter, talking about Abraham. Hallelujah. That he staggered not at the promise. He didn't lose faith, even though the promise staggered. Praise the Lamb of God. In his eyes, the promise staggered. It took 25 years for God to give him what he said he was going to give him. 25 years before Isaac came forth. Praise the Lamb of God.
My Lord.
Can you hold on to God's word that long and believe God has spoken it?
Oh, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The word has been coming forth, Rich Prophet. It has. And I heard Bertha pray earlier when the show first began. And in that prayer, my heart was weeping because God has and calling us to serious prayer, not selfish prayer, but serious prayer. And you said we could pray prophetically and see God's hand. Those are some promises in the Word of God, that if when we hear you or any other say something, we are supposed to go search it out. Because you gave me a word a while back, and you said I was going to have to be quiet sometimes and listen to hear what God was saying. And he may tell me something I can't repeat for a while. So I have to watch for it.
My God, I have to
look for it. That means I have to continue to pray faithfully for it and not doubt him. That's who I am. That's why I'm talking.
The gift
sometimes
of a prophetic intercessor there. Praise the Lamb of God. See, that's one of the anointings that's on a prophetic intercessor, is to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to hold what God gives you. Hallelujah. Praise the knowing that he wants to pray it through and pray it into the earth realm, knowing that this is not a word that everybody should know right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I think a lot of times. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say sometimes God reveals things to us, and everything that he reveals is not to be spoken. Sometimes it's just to pray.
Exactly. Yes.
And we have to have that level of discernment of knowing.
And when you're like that, God can trust you with his word. And his word, people of God, is the most precious thing to God. He is exalted in above his own name. He's exalted his word above his own name. That's the most precious thing God has. But when God gives you his word, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, you must be trusted with the word that God gives you. And when God says, don't speak it, a lot of people want brownie points. They want people to say, oh, I said I did that. Just enough for me, if God tells me, praise the Lamb of God, the city of Detroit is going to be underwater, I ain't got, and they tell me, don't tell it. When it go underwater, all I got to do is know the Lord told me that this was going to happen. He showed it to me, but I prayed for mercy. Hallelujah. First of all, for the righteous. Praise the Lamb of God. And then that God would spare lives during this time. Praise the Lamb of God. You become a trusted intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God with a prophetic anointing that you're able to hear the God. And many of us, praise the Lamb of God, are just water mouth. We want to just babble. God speaks. And it's not for any and everybody to hear.
Amen.
My Lord.
That's true. My Lord.
So you got to know when to shut up. That's one of the giftings. Be quiet. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lamb of God. Well, y'all got me all off track. This is very, very fruitful and very prolific when it comes down to our spiritual growth and development in the prophetic realm. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, hear the prophet when I tell you today. Hallelujah. When you understand the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, and when you get an understanding of the prophetic realm, that's an empowerment by itself. Praise the Lamb of God. When you know the do's and the don'ts, when you know your place, when you know the impartation of your of the measure of the gift that God has given you, when you know, praise the Lamb of God, who you are in God, in your anointing, in your gifting, it is, praise the Lamb of God, one of the blessed positions you can be in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to try to be Prophet Darryl when I go somewhere.
Amen.
I'm comfortable in Prophet Shakespeare's skin.
Amen, amen.
And I don't have to try to shine and wear all the garments and everything that the apostles wear in this day and time, praise the Lamb of God, with the big
praise
gold
God.
Chains and all that. I know I'm an apostle.
No,
I've been knowing it. It ain't no new revelation to me. I've been knowing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know who I am, praise the Lamb of God, in God. And I know who God has made me to be. Praise the Lamb of God. This is my comfort in God. This is my security in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Everywhere I go, they tell me, you're a unique prophet. You're not like other prophets. Because no other prophet set me down and I had to emulate. I don't know no prophet to emulate.
I'm a rich
feet of Jesus.
I'm a rich.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That is the feet of Jesus. When he tell me to say something, I just say what he say. Praise the Lamb of God and do what he do. But he has given me so much. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, I really wish, you know, at some times, and I know Prophet Darryl and some of the other you who've been in this a minute, understand what I'm saying when I understand more and more as I read scripture what prophets meant when they said, and the hand of the Lord was upon me. That's what thou praying. That's what thou singing a song. The
Amen.
Spirit of the Lord just come upon you heavy.
Yes.
And then
come
the Lord just
like,
speaks
like,
to you
yes.
and tell you, I have given you the anointing to do this.
Yes.
Glory
be to
God.
Yes, he does.
That's what has been happening to me, lately. I'm afraid of my mantle.
Jesus.
That all that God is putting into it. Praise the Lamb of God. And he done told me I'm not finished. It's just stages and degrees, praise the Lamb of God, that we have to go through in order for God to give us all that he really wants us to bring us
amen,
into the full
amen.
Measure. But I'm on my way, baby. I promise you that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I'm on my way to being all that God would have me to be. Praise the Lamb of God.
I'm on my way. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We got one more caller. Erico 818. Erico 818. California. All right. We acknowledge them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you. Those of you who can in the Detroit area, Great Ebenezer has a intercessory prayer conference going on right now. Tonight, Pastor Murphy Sr. is preaching, bringing the word. Tomorrow night is going to be Bishop William H. Murphy Jr. And then Saturday, they're going to have classes right there at the Greater Ebenezer Church. Praise the Lamb of God, and everyone is invited to that. Last night, William Murphy III, the praise is what I do. Murphy was there. Praise the Lamb of God. I was there. He brought an excellent word. Praise the Lamb of God concerning Egypt. Don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, our Tuesday night. Praise the Lamb of God, our power. Hallelujah. It's blessing lives, people of God, where we are teaching in the prophetic concerning the gifts, and we're doing activations, praising them right there on the spot. We are evaluating you through, praise the Lamb of God, our evaluation forms, as well as in the spirit realm of your spiritual giftings. And then we want to teach you how to maximize your potential, praise the Lamb of God, in the spiritual realm. Don't forget, November 6th through the 8th is our conference, Praise the Lamb of God, there in the city of Chicago, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Our website is available for you to register. Also, Praise the Lamb of God, our event page on Facebook is available to you, Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who would like to make a donation, praise a seed into the word, even that you received today, please go to psmintl.org and give that seed, Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, knowing that you have been blessed and you have received a wonderful word, Praise the Lamb of God, in the teaching and the ministering that has gone forth, not just today, but past days and weeks and months and year, Praise the Lamb of God, since we've been on the air. Help us stay on the air. Help us to do what we do. Praise the Lamb of God. I love all of you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God for all of your, all of this knowledge. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale Sanders. Lily. Praise the Lamb of God. Who else? Margie is on here. Who else is on here? Madanese is on here. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan is on here. All at the same time, praise the Lamb of God. All of these voices have been speaking to bring you insight and enlightenment in the prophetic. Don't forget tomorrow on the show, we're going to continue this conversation. Praise the Lamb of God. I might even release that word to you concerning warring against your prophetic seed. Praise the Lamb of God. And then do some prophesying on tomorrow. So I'm asking my panel, praise the Lamb of God, to be with us tomorrow's prophetic flow. Tonight on the page, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You all know what goes down on Thursday night. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you are part of the page today and posting the word of God so the prophetic flow can come forth freely. I love you. I'm excited about your future.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm now.
days are over.